Today we are talking about regulatory affairs. So what is regulatory affairs? Regulatory affairs really oversee how drugs and medical devices are developed, tested, manufactured, marketed, and distributed. And they are involved in each of these steps to really certify that the product themselves and each of the steps meets regulatory standards for human use. Overall, the regulatory department is responsible for a lot. First, they have to ensure manufacturers' compliance with any applicable global legislative and regulatory requirements. And they have to do that at each step of the development process. So all the way from research and development to the preclinical phase through the clinical phase of phase one, phase two, and phase three trials. And then, of course, into marketing and post-marketing along the drug development process. There are many times where regulatory submission are required to move on to the next phase of the drug development process. So again, regulatory is really responsible for all the work that needs to go into that. Next, they are also responsible for keeping track of all the different updates legislative, not only in the country that company might be in, but globally. Basically, anywhere where that company is looking for distribute its products. Regulatory is also called upon for advising on different legal and scientific restraints and requirements throughout the drug development process. Anytime there is a question as to what documentation is needed, what the process should look like, etc. Usually, regulatory strategists are involved in those conversations. Of course, just like every other functional area, regulatory affairs is also responsible for collecting, understanding, collating, and identifying scientists and clinical data. Again, that data goes into the different regulatory submission, so it's very important for every regulatory person to understand what that truly means.